105.7 KOCC, Reno's Classic Rock on Max Volume, hanging out with Doug Clifford, Reno's own Doug Clifford, hometown boy. What's up, Doug?
Woohoo!
Rocking.
The 50th anniversary tour.
Yeah.
You and Stu.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. I mean, you turn around and it's 50 years. What?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
We were just talking about the roots of, you know, going to Sears, about when John bought a Silvertone, you guys going down and doing a demo with Tom because his band made... You guys, how old were you guys when you made this demo? What, 12, 13?
13.
13 years old because Tom Fogerty's bandmates said, no, there's no chicks and no money, man. We can just work on our cars. And from there... From there, Creedence was born.
Yeah, it was. That was the absolute beginning, and we started to learn how to play our instruments at the same time we were learning to record. So that gave us a distinctive sound, and you know, we're a recording unit. That's why when you listen to the songs today, it doesn't sound like a band from the '60s. You know, usually you can tell. Yeah. It could be something that we did a month ago, you know, so.
Well, some things are eternal and some things are of the moment. And of course, Creedence found that eternal block of ice to chip away at.
Yeah, and thank God for our fans. Thank you.
Thank you. Having fans is a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Now, also, when you were also the voice of your fans. Now, we just heard Who'll Stop the Rain, which is not about the rain coming from the sky. It's about the rain of Richard Nixon.
Yes, that's true. Different spelling, of course, but we...
Good play on words.
Yeah, great play on words.
Very, very poetic.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. I mean, that was...
John's a pretty brilliant songwriter. There's no doubt about that. And we were right in the middle of it. I mean, the Vietnam War was raging on. People were being drafted and sent away from their homes to, you know, go fight a war that they had no...
recourse or anything to say
nothing,
about.
There was nothing they could say about it. Go leave the country. Some people did, but a lot of them didn't. And I have friends that were drafted and never came home.
Yeah. And some that did come home were never the same.
They were never the same. And now we have an all-volunteer army, and it's a much more efficient army because the people that signed up for it.
Yeah, they want to be.
They want to be there. So, and I'm sure that the generals like that a lot better than dealing with draftees.
Well, and we just played as we're talking about the Vietnam War and Creedence Clearwater Revival, and Creedence being a vocal point for the masses, getting the message out. We just heard Fortunate Son, which you cannot watch a Vietnam movie, whether it's Full Metal Jacket or a documentary. You cannot watch anything about the Vietnam War without hearing Fortunate Son because it addresses the inequities of the draft. Because yes. I, your senator's son.
Right. I ain't no military.
I ain't no millionaire's son. You know, it's like, you know, it was fair to some, you know, to have a way out, and then for others there was no. It was just the inequities of the draft. And you spoke to the masses,
yes,
and you got the message out. Where there were other Bay Area bands that were assailing the inequities of all that was going on at the time in their protests at their shows, they weren't getting the message on the radio like Creedence was.
No, that's true. We got to the masses. And another thing that they were assaulting was the troops. And we always supported the troops because we were guys. I was in the military. I was in the Coast Guard Reserve. I was very fortunate. And John was in the Army Reserve. So, you know, we saw that draft thing coming. But we understood. We understood what people were going through. But they were bashing the troops. We always supported the troops, and always will. And but the ones that were going were the working class and the poor.
Yeah.
And other, you know, the wealthy pulled strings and did whatever they had to do. Had a friend or a doctor that would sign something.
And you got the message to
the
masses.
Yeah. The people who were
every
vote.
40 minutes on AM radio.
Yeah.
Like, I can remember as a little kid, my first, like being in sixth grade and my first own radio was an AM/FM transistor radio. And I remember Creedence, and even in my parents' car when we were driving around, Creedence was on every 40 minutes with another song.
Yeah.
You were getting the message out to the masses. And, you know, there came a time when you guys did some solo stuff. Let's play something from your solo record right now.
Oh, I would love to. It's just been re-released this month. I'm very excited about it.
The new re-release of the new old record, Cosmo, is back.
It's back.
And this one, I mean, it is so much fun. This record is so much fun. It's on vinyl, it's on CD. I don't know if the cassettes or 8-tracks are available, but in the day it would have been.
Yeah.
But this is just an amazing package. You got some great players on here.
Yes.
There's a lot of soul. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of talent on this record. But Latin music, we're going to blast this one right now from Cosmo, Doug Clifford's solo record, 50th anniversary reissue, right here on KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock.
Let's get it.